This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Half Ogres.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Why these guys get a whole entry?
They do.
I don't know why exactly.
So they fit a different niche in ogre society, specifically because they are smarter and faster.
Yes.
This is like there's a they make very clear what happens. I think it's an ogre mother and a human father, I think, is what is what happens here. They're a little bit shorter, but they're smarter and just kind of more dexterous. And so if they can prove themselves and their mettle, they will often end up kind of leading these ogre raiding parties, which has to be nightmarish because also they have a more acute sense of smell than their full-blooded friends. And so they have to deal with the rotten milk stench.
Yeah. Which is, you know, one of the worst things about ogres. But the thing, like, learning about them having a different place in ogre society, the last century had almost nothing on ogre society.
Right.
Like, it's not an interesting society to be a part of. Like, the slightly smaller, smarter version of just, like, boring raiding parties is not that cool, you know? So, it's kind of a bummer. It's interesting that it's, you know, you expect something like this, and in, half-ogres are a big part of the world-building and kind of meta plot of Arcanum. Mm-hmm. And they talk a lot about it being there's a really cool reveal as to the origin of those, and there's kind of a wrinkle, but you assume it's going to be sexual assault, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you assume it's going to be male ogres on ladies, you know. Mm-hmm. They do these raiding parties, like, that's kind of the cliche. The fact that it's male humans and female ogres, mm-hmm. right, that's an interesting twist on this.
Yeah,
like, that doesn't happen that often, and it can still be, like, you know, sex assault. I'm not saying that, but, like, at the very least, it's subverting that cliche a little bit.
Right. Subverting the cliche of the rapacious kind of interlopers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's a little bit of something in here saying, like, oh, the explanation for why this happens is not why people fought. You know, the wizards who studied it. Oh, it has nothing to do with humans and ogres sharing, like, a common ancestor. No, it's just that both of them are incredibly genetically adaptable. Is why they so readily crossbreed.
Yeah. You know, and it's also, they can fit into either society, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like these, I mean, their alignment, of course, is, you know, chaotic evil here, but they can fit into human society.
Right.
You know, and then they can tend to be just kind of soldiers, you know, and kind of laborers, mm-hmm. or they can be lead the ogres. It's like they can reign in heaven or serve in hell.
Right.
And
it's a little bit, you know, they subvert what you would expect, which is, hey, these big, dumb ogres, which I was going to use that not in the, you know, proper noun way, but there we go. You would think that they would be, you know, xenophobic and hateful and stuff like that. Like, you wouldn't expect a half-breed to flourish there, but to see them actually embrace that and embrace their particular talents, as opposed to, you know, casting them out, gets around the kind of the kind of lazy plot of, you know, any kind of, oh, half blank in D&D, which is, I don't fit in anywhere.
Right. Yeah. It's not that interesting, but very similar to normal ogres. I think it'd be more interesting if it happened earlier.
Yeah.
You know, like in the book. yeah. So pretty lame. Ogrillions are not that interesting either, other than the fact that it's kind of fun to say.
Ogrillions are ogrillons.
Ogrillons. I keep saying ogrillion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, ogrillion. I guess that's adding an I that's not there. Yeah.
No, ogrillion is the play.
No. Oh.
where they take an orc ogre and make her into a proper English lady.
Yeah, I would watch Ogrillion. I would make that bet. I bet no, it's a fucking half ogre.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.